From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Gene Engany, reading The Isoms, a Western novel by Dusty Rhodes. We begin with Chapter 1. It couldn't have been a worse day for a Barian. The cold, icy wind from the north drove a thick mixture of sleet and rain before it and soaked everything in its path. It formed a crusty white covering for the already hard frozen ground. A dark cloud shrouded the boot heel of Missouri and threatened even harsher weather. A small gathering of 8 folks huddled close and shivered under the bitter wind. Frank, Bob, and Jesse Isom stood at the foot of the grave, hatless, their long, scraggly hair dripped half-frozen drops of water. Their soppy, wet clothes clung to their work-hardened frames like a second skin. Beneath their frozen whiskers, their faces were somber, with blue lips lined thin to hold back the sobs that threatened to erupt. Tears seeped from their eyes as they watched the plain wooden coffin be lowered into their mother's final resting place. The 3 Isom brothers couldn't have been more different, and yet their facial features told anyone that they were brothers. Frank, the oldest at 23, was a hulking man, standing well over 6 feet, weighing over 200 pounds. Because of his size and strength, he had willingly carried more than his share of the workload since her father's sudden death a year earlier. Frank's slow movements and speech made him appear to be mentally impaired, but far from it, he was a deep, organized...